Welcome to the BC Book Review. We are so glad that you have tuned in. The authors that we are featuring today are Kimberla Lawson Roby, author of The Ultimate Betrayal, Melissa R. Sayers, author of How to Recognize Deception, and Sherita Leon, author of Prayers and Notes to My Future Husband. The purpose of this show is to highlight wholesome Christian books, promote them to our audience, encourage you to buy these books for yourself and for others, and most importantly, to see people come to Christ and lives changed for the glory of God. First up today is Kimberla Lawson Roby, author of The Ultimate Betrayal. Here's a little information about Kimberla Lawson Roby. New York Times bestselling author Kimberla Lawson Roby has published 21 novels, which include A Christmas Prayer, The Prodigal Son, and A House Divided, among others. She has sold more than 2.5 million copies of her novels, and they have frequented numerous bestseller lists, including The New York Times, USA Today, The Washington Post, Essence Magazine, and Amazon.com. Kimberla is the 2013 NAACP Image Award winner for Outstanding Literary Work in Fiction and the recipient of numerous awards, including 6 Author of the Year Female Awards presented by the African American Literary Awards Show in New York. Each of Kimberla's novels deal with very real issues, including corruption within the church, drug addiction, infidelity, single motherhood, infertility, sibling rivalry and jealousy, domestic violence, sexual abuse, and mental illness, to name a few. Kimberla resides in Illinois with her husband, Will. Now here's a short description of the book, The Ultimate Betrayal. It's been 4 years since 28-year-old Alicia Black, daughter of Reverend Curtis Black, divorced her second husband, the most womanizing and corrupt man she has ever known. Since then, Alicia has been dating her first husband, Philip Sullivan, a wonderfully kind and true man of God, whom she'd hurt terribly by cheating on him. Alicia has worked hard to prove herself worthy of his trust once more, and when he asks her to marry him again, she couldn't be happier. But Levi Cunningham, the drug dealer Alicia had an extramarital affair with, has just been released from prison, and he has completely turned his life around for the better. Still, head over heels in love with Alicia, he will do whatever is necessary to win her back. Remarrying Philip is the one thing Alicia has wanted for years, but she can't get Levi out of her mind. Alicia and Philip aren't the only ones in the middle of a crisis. Their best friends, husband and wife Brad and Melanie Richardson, are struggling to keep their marriage together. Workaholic Brad is never home and has begun losing thousands on bad investments, or so he says. Melanie, who is certain there's more to the story, is determined to get at the truth. At the same time, her frustration and stress cause her to eat a lot less, and she behaves in an extreme fashion. Alicia worries that she could be suffering from anorexia, but Melanie steadfastly denies it. Their friendship begins to suffer, and it isn't long before they're talking to each other like enemies. Fresh betrayal leads to consequences no one saw coming, and Alicia's relationship with Philip might not be the only thing that needs saving. But is it already too late? Now here's a brief review of the book, The Ultimate Betrayal. Kimberla Lawson Roby is at her very best in The Ultimate Betrayal. The dialogue between the characters is undeniably good and illustrates powerful life lessons for its readers. Roby skillfully moves back and forth between the stories of Alicia and Melanie, while Alicia is struggling to determine who her true love is. At the risk of betraying one again and ignoring another, Melanie is struggling to hold her own life and marriage together. Their stories reach a climax that is at times out of control and at times compassionate to the women and their families. In the case of both families, readers will discover how yielding to temptation leads to devastating consequences and how betrayal always hurts more than it helps. We highly recommend this book. Visit Kimberla Lawson Roby online at www.kimroby.com. The Ultimate Betrayal is published by Grand Central Publishing. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled Worth by Anthony Brown and Group Therapy.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, and I could tell everyone I know. So you thought I was worth, so you came. You thought I was worth it, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life so I could be free. Hold up, everyone. You thought I was worth, so you came. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up and you thought I was to die for. So you cleaned me up and you thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed, hallelujah, so I could be free, so I could be whole, and I could tell everyone. One more time, you thought I was saving, so you came. Hallelujah. Glory. for. Oh, you thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could be free.
Next up today is Melissa R. Sayers, author of How to Recognize Deception. Here's a little information about Melissa R. Sayers. Melissa Sayers is a graduate of Liberty University with an MA in Children's Ministry and a graduate of Anderson University with a BA in Family Science. She has authored several books and she is married and lives in Lynchburg, Virginia. Now here's a short description of the book How to Recognize Deception. How to Recognize Deception, for some, will be a difficult book to digest as we face the reality of what is going on in the world. To begin with, we need to know that Satan is a cunning deceiver. Just as he tempted Adam and Eve to disobey God's word, he is still tempting many people into sin. In light of this, we believe that Satan's number one disguise is deception. Today, many people are confused and have no idea what God had in mind when he put together the ideal family. The truth of the matter is, Satan would like to keep people blinded by distorting the truth of God's word. This is also true concerning the judges of our time, who by changing the laws to make things more conformable with society can sometimes be deceiving, especially if it goes against the teachings of God's word. How to Recognize Deception will be an important read, as it will make you more aware of the deception seen on television. Certain television shows and movies that portray the dark forces of evil can also be deceiving. The same could also be said about some forms of music. False teaching is on the rise now more than ever, which often leads to false religion. This is another deceptive work from Satan. Some people find it fascinating to know what the future holds for them. Some turn to psychics. This is a deceiving spirit that comes from Satan. Rather than place trust in the enemy who does not know the future, people should trust in God who knows the future. God does not want you to be deceived. If the truth was to be told, we live in a society where people deceiving people is bound to happen, because it comes through a spirit of manipulation, and that spirit is of the devil. In the book of Revelation, a greater truth will be revealed in spite of all the sin and evil that is in the world. Now here's a brief review of the book, How to Recognize Deception. Little do many people know, but deception is all around us. It shows itself sometimes in obvious ways, but most times it is disguised to look like something good and beneficial. Many people get caught in webs of lies and deceit because they fail to heed warning signs, such as those presented in the Bible. In How to Recognize Deception, Melissa Sayers takes readers on a journey of understanding the spirit of deception in the world, where it comes from, how it operates, how to recognize it, and how to avoid falling to its cunning words. Sayers writes with depth and heart and aims to help Christians guard themselves against the lies of the devil and of the world. We highly recommend this book. How to Recognize Deception is published by Christian eBook Publishers. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled Fill Me Up by Tasha Cobbs.
You provide the spirit.
Next up today is Sherita Leon, author of Prayers and Notes to My Future Husband. Here's a little information about Sherita Leon. Sherita Leon is a 2-time number one Amazon.com best-selling author, a renowned speaker, life and relationship coach, serial entrepreneur, radio personality, singer, songwriter, mother, but most of all, a woman of God. Sherita's mission is to empower, inspire, educate, and lead women into their God-given purpose. Now here's a short description of the book, Prayers and Notes to My Future Husband. Proverbs 18:21 in the ESV says death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. Therefore, as Christians, it is imperative that we speak life and life only. What you say out of your mouth is exactly what you will have. Prayer is the most powerful weapon to a Christian. Praying the right way, which is praying God's word in faith, will completely transform your life. The effectual prayer of the righteous avails much and has power, as James 5:16 says. Prayers and Notes to My Future Husband is a book filled with power-packed faith declarations that will both spiritually cover your future or current husband. This book will encourage those in their singleness, but most importantly, cover their husband spiritually aforehand. Now here's a brief review of the book, Prayers and Notes to My Future Husband. Many single women aim to be married. After all, marriage was created by God and is a beautiful institution. However, some women go about getting a man in their lives the wrong way. Media, culture, TV, books, and magazines collectively advertise the wrong way to pursue a mate. Women find that the world's ways do not work, but many times it's after the fact. Sherita Leon offers prayerful affirmations for single women to consider before marriage. These affirmations include loving oneself, being prepared to love and respect a husband, honesty, church life, finding purpose, jealousy, and so much more. Sherita Leon does a great job covering a vast array of topics that singles will come to appreciate. Women will be encouraged and empowered to embrace their singleness, while at the same time preparing themselves for a beautiful marriage. We highly recommend this book. Visit Sherita Leon online at www.sheritaleon.com. Prayers and Notes to My Future Husband is published by CreateSpace. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. All of these books can be found online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Support these authors by buying their books, recommending their books to your friends, or by sending them a note of encouragement. As they continue to fulfill the command in Habakkuk 2:2, which states, "Write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it." And remember, for those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior yet, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you want to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, please believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose by the power of God for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will. For the saints, keep looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh. This radio broadcast is brought to you by our sponsors, BlackChristianBookPromo.com and BlackCBC.com. Thanks for tuning in. Join us here, same time, same place, for the next BC Book Review broadcast. May God bless you as you serve him this week. Let's roll out with a song titled, "Touch the Sky" by Hillsong United. God bless.
Our fortune lies beyond the stars, those dazzling heights too fast to climb. I got so hard to fall so far, but I found heaven as love swept low. My heart beating, my soul breathing, I found my life when I laid it down.
touch the sky, women, they hit the ground.